To put it simply, there are too many dogs and cats in the United States. Every day, more than 11,000 unwanted animals are euthanized. California is considering passing the nation's first mandatory pet sterilization law. In the meantime, activists are trying to find homes for animals that otherwise would be put to death. North Country Public Radio's Brian Mann reports.
It's early morning, and the Texas heat and humidity are just stirring. As Mark Timmers drives through the outskirts of Houston.
We're going to be out in Matagorda County the rest of the day, be out of radio range.
Timmers is a lieutenant with the Harris County Constable's Office, crop-haired and muscular. He used to work on drug enforcement jobs, but these days his specialty is saving animals.
I tell you, it's such an emotionally charged situation. Several years ago on a seizure I was doing, gentleman in his late 50s, collector of cats, and knocked on the front door to serve the warrant, shot himself.
That kind of experience made Timmers cautious. He plans this morning's animal rescue carefully, going through the details with a task force of about a dozen people.
It's pretty bad. Basically, they live in a little travel trailer, and they have all the dogs in their house.
I personally don't think any of them are vicious. It's just that they are so unsocialized, and if I lived under their conditions, I'd bite anybody that got within 20 feet of me.
The goal is to remove more than 50 dogs and a huge number of cats from a cluster of shacks on the edge of Bay City, Texas. As the team pulls up, they find dogs everywhere, dozens of Jack Russell Terriers in cages and pens, locked in bedrooms and bathrooms. Timmers moves quickly from room to room, finding animals that are emaciated. Some are clearly diseased.
If we do blood work, we find that there's something contagious or there's a public health issue or something.
Some of the dogs are frenzied, but many lie listless and blank-eyed in the summer heat. The stench is nearly overwhelming.
I love dogs my own self. I'm proud of them.
Their owner, a big, unkempt man named Brighton James, looks on nervously as the rescue team works. Despite the dog's condition, he says he thinks of these animals as family.
And this whole area right here is nothing but dogs. Burial site for dogs. So I gotta put them in boxes, like my own little grave site.
James says he never meant to collect so many dogs, and he's chosen to give them up voluntarily.
I need help. They're helping me give them a good home, I hope.
Scenes like this are shockingly common in the U.S., daily occurrences for animal control officers. Wayne Pacelli, president of the Humane Society of the United States, says so-called animal hoarders are only the most graphic symbol of what he describes as a dog and cat overpopulation crisis.
There are probably about 4 to 6 million euthanized in local humane societies and animal care and control facilities across the country.
That's 4 to 6 million dogs and cats killed every year. The vast majority, Pacelli says, are abandoned by normal pet owners.
You turn the animal over to a shelter or animal care agency and think that, well, that animal is going to be adopted. That's not always the case. Healthy and adoptable animals are euthanized for lack of space and because you just run out of options.
This reality has sparked fierce debate within the animal rights movement.
For me, euthanizing is not a choice. I do think it's wrong.
Half a continent away in Saranac Lake, New York, Melinda Little is part of a growing network of foster homes organized to keep dogs and cats from being euthanized until permanent homes can be found. Little is taking care of a mama cat and a small litter of fuzzballs the size of rolled socks.
The most important is that they'll get socialized to people and to a child, which is always a good thing.
But Little acknowledges that the number of stray and unwanted animals can be overwhelming. She already owns 6 cats and a dog herself. The local shelter, where she's a board member, has a no-kill policy, but it's often so full that they have to turn animals away.
I really recognize the fact that there's such an overabundance of them, and I suppose if it were a question of an animal living in a very cruel environment versus being euthanized, maybe that would make sense. I don't know.
Some progress has been made. In parts of the country, spay and neuter programs funded by donations and local governments have cut the euthanasia rate in half. The Humane Society's Wayne Pacelli says the next step is convincing more people to choose their pets from shelters rather than pet stores or commercial breeders.
only about 17% of owned dogs come from shelters. And if we could get that number up to 25% or 30%, we could solve the pet overpopulation problem in this country for the most part in terms of dogs.
The problem with cats is trickier, Pacelli says, because stray cats form feral colonies populated by animals too wild to be adopted. But the dogs rescued near Houston have a fighting chance at survival. Lieutenant Mark Timmers and his team have delivered dozens of desperately sick terriers to a Humane Society clinic on the outskirts of Houston. Veterinarian Tim Harkness is struggling to keep them alive.
Do you have a sense for how long this animal would have survived without getting care?
Maybe another hour.
It turns out this entire pack of dogs is infested with parasites.
So this dog is going through an acute hookworm anemia. You can look at his gums.
Pearl white almost.
Mm-hmm. Pearl white.
So it's literally this dog is being
eaten alive from the inside. It's got internal parasites which are literally sucking the blood and fluid right out of the dog.
Jack Russell Terriers were popularized by the TV show Frasier, so these dogs are fairly adoptable. Once they're nursed back to health and given a bit of training, they have a solid shot at finding a good and permanent home. And that's the key, says Mark Timmers, putting the right pets with the right owners. Outside the Houston clinic, he sits in his truck, finishing paperwork and smoking a fat cigar. He says it helps to clear the stink of the day's work.
It's hard to believe the mental stress that goes with this. Never lost a night's sleep in law enforcement until I started doing this. I mean, there's nights I go home and I can't sleep because I haven't been able to get the animals out of the situation they're in.
Timmers says he has another 40 animal rescue and abuse cases already pending, and roughly 100 more that he's just begun to investigate. For NPR News, I'm Brian Mann.